See store for details.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day way to start the day. Stimulate your thinking. Bring to you actionable things that will help you out. Help you. We're here to help. Not to hurt. We're here to help. And oh, so many ways. We have so many great people who are part of this program. Later in the half hour, Peter Greenberg will visit with us. And the focus is on getting a speeding ticket and how, if you're out of state, to deal with that. He's the travel expert, as you know. We have all kinds of experts associated with this program, not the least of whom is the supermarket guru himself, Phil Lempert, who has made his career focusing on food and where you get it and how good it is or how bad it is and how to help you understand what's going on in the trend department. As a matter of fact, he's here now. If you go to DougSteffen.com, you'll see where Phil has listed the top 10 breakfast trends for 2011. The folks at the Food Channel have done some work. And so I thought, Phil, what we'd do is go through them. We'd use our big voice announcer, and we'd have the appropriate David Letterman music to make a big production out of this.
Number 10.
You want to be the announcer that gives us the numbers from 10 to 1, or you want me to do it?
You do it. I can just say number 1.
All right, you can be number 1. All right, I'll do starting from 10 to number 1. You can do number 1. I'll do 10 to 2. All right, at number 10, eggs. Eggs are in the top 10. Eggs are great for breakfast, sort of trending back into making a comeback, and we'll talk about that in just a second.
Number 9.
We're very close to the folks at the egg board. The breakfast two-step, a pattern of people fueling up with caffeine and protein in a two-stage process. Number 8. Michael, are you taking a nap or what's going on there? Number 8.
He's sleeping.
Breakfast ingredient. I need
having
to have
breakfast.
Yeah, he's having breakfast. Breakfast ingredients that are being used all day long. And that's, we have restaurants now, Phil, right, that are serving breakfast menus all day long. A lot of people, I have eggs all through the day. I'm liable to have them for lunch, or you can mix them in different things. Pancakes in the morning, have eggs with veggies at noontime. You can have eggs with, you know, mix eggs into your meatloaf and that kind of stuff. Don't you do that, Roberta? You're a good cook. Roberta went. Jennifer, you're a good cook. What about eggs?
You know what's yummy is frittatas.
Frittatas are good. Yeah. I think I had one of them at Lulu's last weekend, as a matter of fact. Okay, next.
Number 7.
Will you wake up? Number 7, hot pizza in the morning. Pizza is predicted to be one of the hot menu items for breakfast. All right, so, Phil, we're having a hard time. We can have eggs, I suppose, on pizza, though, right?
No, it's you can. In fact, if you look at what Jamie Oliver did in Food Revolution when he went into that school and redid it, kids happen to love pizza. Most people love pizza. And what we're finding is pizza is basically just a carrier for everything.
Right.
It doesn't have to be just spaghetti sauce and cheese. It could be eggs. You could have bacon on it. You could do all kinds of things with it.
Yeah, we had somebody with pineapple on. We've had pineapple and fruit pizzas. I guess you could have them for dessert.
Well, that was Wolfgang Puck's major success. He was the first one who did that.
Really?
Yeah,
pineapple?
Pineapple, and I forgot what else was on it, and that was his claim to fame.
That just sounds gross. I'm sorry. I can't handle that. I can handle egg. I can handle most anything on a pizza, but pineapple?
Number 6.
Beverage choices. Breakfast drink menus expanding not just orange juice and coffee, but there are a lot of the our Metafast the vanilla and chocolate and all of the kind of, they're called, well, I guess they are smoothies, fraps we used to call them when I was a kid, milkshakes, right, that kind of stuff?
Yep. And, you know, smoothies, I think everything's called smoothies now.
Yeah.
Just so it can be charged more expensive.
Yeah, right. Yeah, $3 and a quarter.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Number 5.
The ethnic invasion at breakfast. A lot of things. What would be an example of that, Phil?
Well, you know, we were talking about frittatas, even talking about huevos rancheros, different cultures that have breakfast differently. Japanese cultures, I mean, we're used to just scrambled eggs or a cheese omelet. You go around the world, and there's all kinds of different foods that are being served for breakfast.
Number four.
This is coffee and the various ways caffeine seekers are opting to brew their own coffee, the new all kinds of new percolators that are being used, right?
Sure. You know, you look at the Keurig machine in particular, I think that was game-changing for the coffee business.
What's it called?
Keurig.
Keurig.
K-U-E-R-I-G. It's those little, they look like little milk plastic containers.
Yeah.
That you just can choose any flavor you want, any brand you want. You put it in the machine, and it makes a single cup of coffee. What's interesting about that technology, there's really two technologies that are out there. One is the Keurig, like that, and it has actually a paper filter inside that little plastic container. So if you take it apart, it'll look like, you know, one of those little paper filters.
Right.
And then you've got the Tassimo machine that has a barcode on the top. And that barcode actually tells the machine what temperature the water should be at and how long it should be brewing for.
Wow.
So you've got both of those kinds of technologies fighting each other. Frankly, the Tassimo is a smarter machine, if you would, but the Keurig has more different brands out there of coffee.
Number two.
What happened to number three?
Number three.
Need that coffee.
Mike. All right, so number three, the battle in the fast food lane, the breakfast that's available at the fast food, is that available all day or mostly do they limit it, depending on the store, to just morning time?
Well, they limit it to about 10:30, 11 o'clock, but the idea is that it's gotten so powerful and so profitable for folks like McDonald's and Burger King, it's a lot more profitable than making, you know, Big Macs all day long,
is it?
That they're going to expand it into different day parts.
Wow.
Number two.
A lot of the diners you go to have breakfast served all day long. I thought that was kind of cool. Number two, chocolate, and more chocolate for breakfast.
Well, and it's chocolate as an ingredient in breakfast cereals like Special K, obviously Count Chocula, different things like that. The problem is, though, that, and my issue with this trend is there's not even chocolate in those. It's chocolate flavoring or, you know, artificial colors. But there are certain cultures that will have, for example, for breakfast in Europe, where you might have, you know, sliced deli meat, sliced cheese, and a piece of chocolate for dessert for breakfast.
As long as they don't put chocolate on top of the meat, that's okay.
Number one.
Crazy things. All right, number one's all yours, Phil.
Number one is oatmeal. And again, when we look at this trend, what's really driving this is not just the health aspect, but now that McDonald's is selling oatmeal. But the problem is that the oatmeal that you get at McDonald's isn't like the real oatmeal that you would make at home. It's full of artificial colors, preservatives, sugars, all kinds of stuff. So eat your oatmeal. It'll lower your cholesterol. It'll do great things for your body. It'll keep you full all day, but not necessarily at a fast food place.
So it's steel, what they call steel cut, I think.
Well,
isn't that?
Yeah, but, you know, all that a cut of oatmeal is whether, you know, whether it's instant oatmeal or steel cut or rolled oats and so on, is really the size of the kernel that's left. You look at instant oatmeal, the only reason that cooks faster, there's nothing added to it. It's just that it's cut in smaller pieces, so it cooks faster.
Yeah, all right, so that makes sense. Got that. So Phil's list of the top 10 breakfast trends for this year is prominently featured at DougStephan.com. As a matter of fact, we're focused on eggs here, and Phil and his presentation is brought to you in part by the folks at the American Egg Board, the incredible edible egg. And this is just more, when you look at this, all these reasons are plentiful to enjoy eggs. Bring yourself back around to enjoying eggs. They're so inexpensive, Phil.
They are. You know, a single egg is only about 15 cents. Only 70 calories, loaded with great nutrients, great protein. And don't think about eggs just for breakfast. You know, I happen to love a hard-boiled egg in the afternoon for a snack. Just put a tiny bit of salt on it. It's terrific. So think about eggs as part of your regular diet, and also a new study that was just released about a month or so ago showing that eggs now have 14% less cholesterol than they did just a couple of years ago. And also in the dietary guidelines that came out in 2010, a big shout-out for consuming eggs. So everything points to that direction, so it's time to be part of that trend.
I think one of the things we went through last week, some of the food myths, and one of the great food myths, one of the exaggerated food myths, is how much cholesterol there is in eating eggs. That was what I was taught when I was a kid. Don't eat eggs because they were full of cholesterol. In fact, that's not true at all.
Well, what happened, and again, keep in mind that nutrition is a relatively new science. The original research that was done on eggs used old equipment to actually calculate how much cholesterol and was in all foods. So then it was about 1980 or so that new equipment was developed. They found out that it was inaccurate first time around. And now this latest report is really a result of what they're feeding the chickens, making a healthier feed. We saw the same thing with pork, with the pork producers about 20 years ago, where they made leaner pork by the feed. So that's what we're seeing now with the chickens.
Yep, I think that's underscored. I, on the farm, have stopped feeding grain altogether, and it changes the consistency of what the animals are producing, or different mixes, different kinds of grains that aren't all full of fats and stuff. That would change that reality. The supermarket guru is Phil Lempert. In a moment, we talk about a new device that's called the 3D food printer. Wait till you hear this story. Phil and Doug at 18 after on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying,
switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
All right, Phil Lempert here, the supermarket guru. What is this new printer that actually allows you to print your own dinner? My God.
Well, it's actually a product from a Cornell group, Cornell team of scientists. It's actually out there for sale now. And think in terms of a computer printer that you would have at home, but instead of different color cartridges for the different color inks, you have cartridges that actually have food in them. So what they've done is they've made pizza, they've made brownies, they've made cookies, all kinds of things. And the idea here is not just to be an experiment to see what you can do, but just think in terms of having all those ingredients in your cupboard in these little capsules, and then every time you want to make some food, you just, you know, go into your computer, you type in a recipe, and it will actually put layer upon layer, same way that an ink cartridge would do.
Wow. And it's just bizarre.
Bizarre. I haven't tasted the food, but I do know people who have. They say it tastes fine. It tastes the same. Actually, we shot a video of these Cornell folks with this machine, and it's fascinating looking. And again, people can buy it today. Yeah. That $2,000 is a kit. You've got to put it together yourself.
Yeah. Printing
not sure that
cookies.
They're going to sell a lot of it.
It's something about printing cookies that just doesn't register here. Phil Lempert got a PhD in supermarket good stuff. Check him out at supermarketguru.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
So how about Trace Adkins?
Listen to that voice.
Jennifer loves this guy. She's like anybody, though.
Tight jeans, about 6'4".
Gigi, that's me and you.
I'm a little closer than you are.
Yeah, I think it's you with tight jeans and that big ass ears.
Did I just say
wear
that?
Give me the gayest moment of the show.
Maybe it's Javier talking, but you got a butt that won't quit.
Come join us. Let's step in good day.
Dance?
I like it. Let's dance.
Let's dance. You like it. You love it. We all like it. Love it. Boy George. What's his name? George O'Dowd. Isn't that his real name?
I think it is
George O'Dowd.
Friends call him Boy.
Yeah. Friends call him a few things. Remember the time I met him? There's a picture someplace. I think it's in the deep, dark archives. It may be at DougStephan.com still, of Megan with Boy George. She and I went to a performance with Uri of Boy George and the story of his life. It was the most, talk about Mondo Bizarro. Anyway, this is the anniversary of Boy George going public, saying he would never marry, settle down, or become a father because he was too eccentric. There are a couple of other things that entered into that reality. The article was
smart.
In Woman's World magazine. You think he's smart because he... I mean, there are a lot of gay people that get married and they have children. It seems to work out fine. But apparently not the best. That's not the best reality for him. We all have our own realities. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. A new travel website appears at DougSteffan.com today called Trip Alerts. Trip Alerts is giving away to one lucky person a chance for a free trip into space, or at least on the edge of space. This is a members-only travel site called Trip Alerts, teamed up with a private rocket developer to give away what they have dubbed a free epic journey into space. Here's how you participate, Jennifer. I know you'll want to be the first kid on your block to get involved in this. Enter the contest by becoming a member of the Trip Alerts website. And you can refer friends as well. It's kind of like a Facebook thing, I'm guessing. Everybody's kind of copying Facebook in one way or another. Anyway, the winner gets a ride aboard the Lynx suborbital space plane with Rick Searfoss, who is the former NASA space shuttle commander. He's the pilot of this Lynx suborbital space plane. The winner can take the trip, give the trip to somebody. It could be a gift of family, friends. I could do it here on the program. Give it away to somebody who's a listener. Want to line up? 800-510-8255. The journey into space includes a five-night stay at the Sanctuary Camelback Mountain Resort and Spa in Paradise Valley, Arizona. During the training and preparation, you have to have a medical evaluation. You have to have an insurance policy. You got to go through screening. You got to be 21 or older. And the winner will be announced on June the 21st. So you have between now and then. This is a two-person spacecraft. Takes off and lands on a standard airport runway. And I think it was built out in New Mexico someplace, not far from where the Virgin spacecraft is being sent. So you think that's cool? Oh, that's pretty cool.
I like it.
Yeah, I do too. All right, so following some of your thoughts on Facebook, Brent Pratt said, did we need to go into Libya? I asked the question earlier about whether or not we ought to be involved in the international effort establishing and maintaining the no-fly zone, and people have been weighing in on that. Brent, as I said, do we need to go? Can we afford another war? William Wilson says, I hope that we don't get African suicide bombers coming into Europe and U.S. after we get involved in this thing with this nut job. 28 past, Peter Greenberg now on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. What's more aggravating than getting a speeding ticket? It's getting a speeding ticket when you're out of state. And here's what you need to know about dealing with that situation. If you get cited for speeding out of state, you better not ignore it. There's something called a non-resident violator compact. And guess what? It's valid in 44 states. It means if you ignore a ticket, your home state will be notified, and it could result in your license being suspended there. Now, each state varies in its rules. For example, North Carolina has a mandatory court appearance. Ask the officer who issues the ticket or contact the county court to find out if you're expected to show up or how you can possibly waive that. So how can you avoid all this? Well, of course, don't speed. But it doesn't always work out that way. According to the National Motorist Association, Florida is the state most likely to issue speeding tickets, with Georgia and Nevada tying for second. And of course, there are those dreaded speed traps. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
A lot of noise for some reason or other.
Do it.
Getting all my little sound effects here to work. Well, actually, there are a number of things that I want to talk about here, so let's get at that. 800-510-8255. Plus, I'm working on a 2020 quiz. I'm not sure I'll get it done. I like to be fairly consistent. Those of you who criticize me because I sometimes focus on one thing over here and then there's another thing over there, well, the world is moving quickly and our minds move fast, so we want to move quickly from one thing to another. As a result of that, my working around, I have found a couple of more items that were good that I want to have on your ears because I think that we have so much bad news. That's why we typically focus on good news.
It's spring. We need cheery stuff.
Yes, we do.
Good news week.
All right. So I guess for those of you who have followed the information that has been bantied about the last week or so, the New York Times had four of their journalists, their writers. A journalist is a horrible word because it's misused by most people. Writers, reporters is much better than journalists. At any rate, I mean, there's an effeteness to the term journalist. Journalism is like an elitist, effete kind of.
Does effete mean it stinks?
No.
No.
No, it's sort of, it means that there's an arrogance to it. Effeteness implies or refers to arrogance. And I think journalists, the term journalism has any more a, there's kind of a cabalish feel to it. It isn't generic enough. It doesn't appeal or it is, okay, you're a reporter, you're a writer, fine. That's really what you are. Anyway, so the point I'm trying to make is that Libya had agreed to free over the weekend those four New York Times reporters who they had captured, what, about a week ago?
Right.
This was, thank heavens, just before the no-fly zone took effect, because I'm guessing that if these people were in, you know, Gaddafi really didn't think we were going to engage in that no-fly thing.
And they would have been in big trouble.
I don't think they would have gotten loose, but they are out, and that's a good thing. Also, over the weekend, for the first time in 50-some-odd years, millions of Egyptians voted. And one of the good things about this, the enthusiasm that they had for voting and how many people actually turned out to vote, but the fact that they did it on a holiday, they did it on their religious day, Saturday. Egypt mostly is a secular Muslim country. But there's a lesson there for us, I feel. That is, having our elections on a weekend instead of a weekday seems far more practical and a much better way to get more people to participate, doesn't it? Why are we stuck on this Tuesday?
I totally agree.
Well, do it on a Saturday, or do it on a Sunday, or do it over a weekend. Why?
Yep.
Most of us agree on it. Another example of why it is that we ought to be in charge and we aren't. There's a new law in Massachusetts, which is called the Open Meeting Law. And the law basically prohibits members of a board, let's say Board of Selectmen, City Council, Finance Committee, any number of boards, from discussing in a way that would perhaps lead to enlightenment any issue that might come before them in a formal session. So if you are on a five-member commission, let's say three of you are at a party on Sunday night, you cannot, according to this law, talk about anything that would be before your board. Now, is that asinine or what?
Really?
Yeah.
Even at a party?
Even at a party. No place. You cannot talk about an issue which seems to me to be incongruous. People want to talk about this stuff. Let's say you're at a party and one of your constituents comes over and says, "Hey, Fred, what about this school committee thing? What are we going to do about this?" And Fred looks at the two members of the board
and says,
"Well,
about it.
I can't talk about it now because this is it's nonsense. It's just really crazy stuff. So we need to get ourselves more real. We're learning a lot from people that we're trying to teach to, which I think is interesting. Right, we want to teach everybody about democracy and freedom and all that sort of thing. And ours keeps getting chipped away, keeps dwindling, keeps going down. We lose more and more of this while the rest of the world is embracing it. Is gaining in their ability to freely express themselves. So anyway, let's see here. I'm looking at the results. This was obviously a last-minute thing because they've just found themselves in this new circumstance. The Muslim Brotherhood, which is the largest and most coherent political organization after the National Democratic Party, which is what Hosni Mubarak ran, and so he wasn't liable, nor were they, to get very far in the election. So there were a number of people think this is ominous because the Muslim Brotherhood and other sectarian groups could start civil wars. But you know what? If we're going to, you open the doors and you encourage people to do it, so then you don't like the results because you don't like the people who won? You've encouraged these people to go vote, which is a good thing. The caretaker military governments that are all over the Middle East are NG. It's another letter in there, but I guess I won't use it. So if they're...
We'll just stick with that for her.
Right, exactly. It's fine. Mommy, what does NG mean? No good. That's what it means. There were, let's see here, some of the Mohammed El Baradei, who wasn't he was a prof over here at Brandeis for a while, went back over there. He was hit with rocks and bottles and cans outside a polling center. But there were not too much other, it was just... it was a good day in a general sense, people voting for the first time. Again, we may not like the choices. But I'm thinking about how that brings us around, Jennifer, to some of the realities of respect and disrespect. There are so many more people, talk about the open meeting law and the things that irritate us here, the freedoms that are being taken away bit by bit, piece by piece, little by little, we're running out of our freedoms, and we're running out of patience with it because we expect it. One of the things that happened over the weekend, I think it was either Washington or New York, and I'm not sure which, the U.S. banking community and the insurance companies got together for sort of a seminar. And when people found out that these folks were in town, and I'm again trying to find out where it was, I think it was New York City, No, I'm sorry. It was the American Bankers Association meeting. Started Wednesday, went through the weekend in Washington. And when these guys were coming in and out of the hotels where they were, and they had all of their badges. You know how you go to a convention, you got a badge on. Like when I go to the convention, Doug Steffen from Good Day, well, yeah, blah, blah, blah. All right, so when people would see these folks walking around Washington, they'd boo them. You're a banker from Chase? Boo! You bum! And they were accosted, right. Some of them on the street. People see these bankers, and they catcalls. How much money did you steal from your investors? I'm getting all worked up about this myself.
But I know now you're all worked up.
I am. But
I don't know if I love that, but I laugh. It's a little humorous, but
What? To see some guy down is coming down the street and he's got his badge on. I'm Fred Smith from Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
And you're looking and say, "You bum!" And you get up into his face. You know what you did to me? A lot of people who really, but people who have been whipped into feeling this way because a lot of the news media and some of the folks on talk radio programs, talk television programs, have made us think that all bankers are our enemies. Granted, there are a lot of bad banks and a lot of bad bankers.
We're all responsible at the end of the day for our own self. We signed a lot of bad agreements. We didn't read things. We did a lot wrong ourselves.
Yeah, right. But it was interesting because there are two different bank organizations. There's the American Bank Association, the ABA, and then there's the Independent Community Bankers Association. And they are looked upon entirely differently than the big bankers, as you can imagine. Most of you hear me talk about my little the friendly Framingham Cooperative Bank here in Framingham, where I do my business. I've been there since I was 8 years old. Matter of fact, I was talking to the president the other day, and I think we've agreed that I'm probably the person at the bank who's had an account there longer than, or certainly as long as, pretty much anybody who's got an account there.
They should give you free money to celebrate.
You're right. You hear that? Michael, you listening? Free money. No more these interest charges. I want free money as a reward for being loyal. It's kind of cute. Isn't it neat, though, when you think about all of the stuff that goes on in people's lives and how we're affected by so many different things. We have so much more information about things these days. Back to following Facebook as I'm trying to do more. There's a lady named Julie Beth Kirtley who sent me a picture of a dog skateboarding. More people send me this because they know of my love for bulldogs, and it seems that bulldogs are the most likely of all of the animal species to be able to use a skateboard. I guess they're short and close to the ground, right? If they fall off, they're not going to get hurt.
Yep.
But isn't it interesting? People listen, and they know what your interests are, or they can find them following you on Facebook. Okay, here's this, that, or the other thing. Somebody commenting on what Phil just said about the supermarket, the food channel, the 10 things that have come out of the food channel. That's interesting that people are following that. Our poll question, too, if you want to follow that up. You're going to DougSteffen.com and filling it out is greatly appreciated. You can see what else is going on the website. What's your favorite thing about spring? A, the weather is getting warmer. B, spring break. C, flowers are blooming and birds are singing. D, baseball. Or E, I don't like spring. The poll from the weekend, Jennifer, where are you on your taxes? 35% of you said, I have a month. What's the rush? 34% of you said finished and already have my return. 17% of you said you're finished and waiting for your return. 9% said just getting started, and 5% almost finished. That's me. I'm going to spend about 4 or 5 hours on it today, and hopefully it'll be done. How about you? How are you doing on yours?
Good for you. Yeah. I started pulling paperwork, but I haven't got anything done yet.
A lot of work. It's just the system.
I know.
So every time we go into this, we think about, my God, why can't we have a better tax system with more integrity instead of all of this stuff that's aimed at helping people. Oy. Now, here's somebody who's coming. Doug Guyette commented on our corned beef discussion. When was that? On Friday? We were talking. No, it was on St. Patrick's Day, right?
Day. Mm-hmm.
He says, what did he say? We did not respond to this. Maybe I ought to respond not only on Facebook, but also on the air. He told us that corned came from putting meat in a large crock and covering it with large rock salt kernels. I don't think we heard that story. Did we last week?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Huh. Anyway, follow up with him. Were you, Jen?
I will.
You can do that. All right, good for you. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. It'll be Dr. Ken Kronhaus's turn in 60 seconds here on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 13 before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Jennifer Horn has done wonderfully well. I'm actually talking to my Medifast representative later on this morning so that I can get on the straight and the narrow now that I've done my traveling for the most part.
We have the same one. You're going to love her. Her name's Jennifer, just like me.
Jennifer. Okay. Mm-hmm. Why will I love her? What has she done to help you?
She's just very nice, and you can talk to her about anything. She'll give you tips on ways to maximize the Medifast meeting.
Why don't we invite her to come on the program?
We should do that.
Tell
that would be cool.
Right. Dr. Ken and I recommend Medifast. Jennifer does. Ken has patients who are on this, and they've had terrific luck. I don't know. Is it luck? It says results. Isn't luck. Is it, Ken?
It's not luck. It's the effect of this diet. This diet works. It's healthy. Over 20,000 American doctors are using it in their practices. This is the real thing. You'll lose that last 10 pounds that you've been trying to lose forever. You'll lose the 50 or 60 pounds over a healthy period of time that you've been trying to lose forever.
All right. So you can lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Normally, people average 2, 3, 4, 5 pounds a week. That's the deal. It's not always the same. You know, some weeks it might be different. Jennifer, you've been on some weeks better than others, but it just depends on your metabolism, whatever's going on in your body. There are 70 MetaFast meals from which to choose. They're scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied. You will not be hungry. You can choose from shakes and soups and stew and chili and oatmeal and scrambled eggs and fruit drinks. You heard Phil talking earlier about all of these things making their way into the breakfast niche. They are all healthy, all well thought out, and all available for you if you go online to MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken, save $50 on your product. MetaFast, 800-506-4115. Code Dr. Ken to save the money, or go online to MetaFastKen.com. You hear all these people talking about it. A lot of people, word of mouth, Ken. People like to talk about this because they want people to appreciate their successes, which is pretty understandable under the circumstance. Lots of medical news for children today and their parents. Children and riding in the car and what direction they ought to face. This is pretty interesting, Ken.
Doug, this is out of the medical journal Pediatrics this week. Kids should sit in a rear-facing car seat as long as they fit or until age 2. After that, they should ride in booster seats up to age 8 or if they're still too small to fit correctly in seatbelts.
All right. I think that's been something that's almost been common sense, hasn't it, for a number of years? You'd like to think it was common sense. I guess we'd like to think it was common sense. Firstborn children and their problems with food allergies.
This is out of the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. They're meeting in San Francisco this week. We're going to hear a lot this week about allergies. Firstborn kids, Doug, they seem to have more food allergies and more hay fever, and we don't yet know why.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that they wouldn't be allergic to if they were drinking raw milk. They would not have an allergy or lactose intolerance problem from the beginning, and I know that's part of something else being treated here.
Well, there's news about outgrowing milk allergy. About 2.5% of children younger than age 3 are allergic to milk. Children may not be outgrowing their allergy to milk as quickly as previously believed.
Yeah.
This was a study that looked at this, and 85 to 90% will outgrow their milk allergies by some time, but it may take longer than age 3 or 4.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Bruce, from the movie Philadelphia, he picked up an Oscar for this song. During the Oscar presentation, Oscars 1994, the Academy Awards, this was a very important movie, The Streets of Philadelphia. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments. What do you think was the most important thing that came from this movie, The Streets of Philadelphia, Chuck?
I guess theoretically it was about discrimination in the workplace, right?
Yeah.
I mean, which is a good subject to base the movie on.
Tom Hanks was really effective in that role, don't you think?
He was, but you know what? Denzel Washington also was really good in that movie also.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Great
All right.
actor.
So Chuck has got the box office totals for the weekend, and we have a movie contest for you right now. Three snippets from a movie that was really, really big. The star is 49 today. He's not as big as this movie was, I don't think, anyway. Well, he's been around, and he's certainly somebody that we all know. He's married to a very high-profile actress, but I don't know. This seemed to have been his apex. Here's the first clue.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Too bad Richie wasn't around. He'd have been on it already. 800.
Got it. You would be going crazy.
Chucker, you got it.
No, I don't.
No. Okay, good. There's a challenge here. That's what we like, these challenges. 800-510-8255. When you get the movie and identify it, then certainly you better call us if you'd like to get a swell prize. If you haven't won before in Movie Moments, here's the second audio clue.
When the meat gets pinched, the bull survives.
When the meat gets pinched, the bull survives. Is that the line? Uh-huh. 800-510-8255. All right. Last attempt.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
All right. Harry, Chuck, you got it now, right?
It must be going over my head. I don't know it.
Really?
Yeah, maybe it's early in the morning.
You'll kick yourself when you find out. He's married to a lady who's a very popular, prominent actress that has three names. She's a New England lady. Three names, if that helps you any. 800-510-8255. All right, Chucker has the box office totals, and we'll find out what the movie in question is in just a moment here on Good Day.
83% of kids believe they can make a difference at home and abroad. That's according to the recently released Kids Altruism Indicator, conducted by Betty Crocker Fruit-Flavored Snacks in partnership with Parenting Magazine. Parenting's Stephanie Wood has more.
While there's plenty of research about family philanthropy, it's often from the parent's perspective. So we conducted this research to capture a unique look at kids' views on helping others. It's clear from the results that kids of all ages feel they can give back in meaningful ways. Kids have big hearts and the best intentions. They often just need a champion to help put their ideas into action.
Now through May, Betty Crocker Fruit Flavored Snacks Win and Give campaign has an easy way for kids to help others. Look for specially marked packages to instantly win a laptop computer. And for every child in the U.S. that wins, a laptop will be given to a child in Africa. You can find out more, determine your family's giving style, and download coupons at winonegiveone.com.
All right, you'll get the answer to our, we got a lot of action on this. What's the name of the movie? Help yourself to 800-510-TALK while Chucker goes through the list of who did well at the box office this weekend, or maybe better put, what did well, Chucker?
Well, overall, it was another what they call soft weekend at the box office in the month of March. Limitless, a new sci-fi thriller with Bradley Cooper and Robert De Niro, opened number one, $19 million in business. That was better than expected. Rango placed second, the animated film.
Why do you say that was better? That's usually that kind of movie with those two stars. Wouldn't you expect that would do pretty well? $19 million doesn't seem like a lot.
I was just looking at the analysis of what studios projected. They projected it to do about between 10 and 15, so the studio was very happy with 19 on that one.
Oh, okay.
Rango placed second, 15.3, $92 million in 3 weeks of release. Battle Los Angeles dropped 59% week to week. That's a little bit more than the studio would have wanted. Placed third, $14 million, $60 million in 2 weeks of release. Matthew McConaughey's new legal thriller, The Lincoln Lawyer, placed fourth, 13.4. Lionsgate did a ton of different discounted specials on the internet and got it to open to 13.4. Legal thrillers usually don't do great at the box office.
Really?
Yeah. Historically, they do not. And number five was Paul, the new alien comedy, 13.1, to round out the,
I'm surprised. I would have thought that movie, because some of those books that were written, remember the Firm and all that bunch that was, who wrote those novels?
John Grisham.
Grisham, that's it. There were four or five of them. Boy, they were really good, I thought.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right. It's surprising. All right, let's see if we can figure out what this is. Not a lot of heavy lifting involved here. Matt's in Florence, Alabama. What's the name of the movie, Matt?
The movie is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It sure was. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Matthew Broderick is 49 today. Congratulations. Good job. Hold on.